Here it is!
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, I knew pretty early on in this year what we were in store for. I was in Los Angeles, first week of 2025. You may recall that was the week there were a lot of fires blazing through the Southern California area. And the mayor of Los Angeles had chosen that time, despite early warnings of high winds from the weather service, to go to Ghana. And she scuttled back, of course, when she heard about the fires, and held a press conference on the Thursday of that week to assert control over the situation. And as I say, I got an early warning of what kind of year it was going to be when she said this.
Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL. Los Angeles together is how we will get through this.
With the cooperation of URL. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. And as usual this time of year,
2025, the year in rebuke.
Universe Master, John, it's Rupert. Yeah, Secret Service gave me a new code name. I mean, I requested it, but don't calm down. It's Rupert. Rupert, I can't slow down. I'm in a groove. It's like a rut, but only better. What's up, my old pal? Like the inauguration speech? Sean Hannity loved it, you know. He couldn't stop saying it reminded him of the old days. I don't know what days he means. It was all new out of Stephen Miller's incredible brain, but
Don, I couldn't see much that day. It wasn't what I'd call a front row seat. In fact, it wasn't even what I'd call a back row seat.
Hey, it was a seat. Some people stood up, you know. Very fine people. Many people said they liked standing.
Well, I saw all the tech bros sitting, and I started to believe you were sending me a message. And it wasn't that young guys can see better than older gentlemen.
Rupert, this isn't the original. It's a sequel. New friends, a lot more enemies, a lot more blood, same girl.
I wouldn't think I need to remind you, Don. I still own the number one network in cable news, and in cable, period. That Sean put you on Wednesday night because I okayed it. I didn't have to okay it. Sean still likes the checks.
Rupert, so many people tell me being number one in cable is like being number one in department stores. You think I give a hot damn what the head of Macy's thinks right now? Think the guy at Saks got a front row seat? The tech guys could buy and sell you before breakfast. Or me. But better you. Better they buy you than sell me.
Donald, I don't need to remind you, I still own two of the most influential newspapers in this country. Very high end and very low end. Politics, even at your level, is like a cigar. You need both ends.
Roop, last time I looked, they were both printed on paper. You know what I do with paper? You know what I wipe with it? So many people tell me all the time what I wipe with it.
You know what Hannity could tell you the next time you call him up and beg for a one-on-one that lasts through three commercial segments?
He'll think for a New York Minute about his ratings, and then he'll be the one begging me, like always, since now.
Just a reminder, Don. You're not dealing with just me anymore. Lachlan is running the show now. He's like me, only nastier. You cross him, he'll have you running to bloody CNN for interview time.
Roop, I don't need to show up on big screens anymore. I'm like 911 or 411 or 111, for God's sake. I show up on people's phones. Maybe you should go buy a phone company, right? Look, you got to face it, my friend, from season one. The tech guys are the new you, only bigger and so much richer, like the world has never seen before. You'll be lucky to be in the room for the next inauguration.
Donald, get serious. There won't be a next inauguration.
Don't bet your cable thing on it. Even sequels have sequels. Say hello to the new wife.
I always do.
direct from Mar-a-Lago, where you can talk to a judge without having to listen to him. It's your favorite near future president with another edition of Truth Social Audio, brought to you by Trump Cake Mix. Nothing rises higher. Well, almost nothing. This week, the world began to learn that under Trump 2.0, America is not only getting greater, it's getting bigger. This country is going on a shopping spree the likes of which the world has never seen or heard. I don't know if you can see hear a spree. And the credit card is the barrel of a great American rifle. First, we're finally going to get Greenland. So many people have been saying to me, sir, when is Greenland going to become the 51st state? Why is it taking so long? First of all, our NATO allies, the Dutch, who haven't paid their full NATO bills since the Flying Dutchman learned to fly, have to understand that our credit card is the long part of an American cannon, whatever that's called, the cannon butt. We need Greenland because Russia and especially China, are getting involved in the Arctic. And who else is going to stop them? The Eskimos? Of course, we also need Iceland just for the ice. We have to convince our friends in Panama, and with friends like those, we don't need neighbors, that our credit card for getting our canal back is the pin part of an American grenade. You could tell the Canadians want to be part of our country. They started speaking our language even before we did. And as for Mexico, not only will the big body of water down there become the Gulf of America, isn't that a beautiful name? Say it with me. But Tex-Mex food will become Tex-Yank food. A Mexican standoff will become an American standoff. And the border city of Mexicali will become Cali-Cali. I used to know a dancer called that. What a beautiful name American standoff is, right? And nobody knows how better to turn Mexican wrestling into American wrestling than Hulk Hogan's best friend. You're listening to him. When the world is all American, they'll be playing the right kind of football, and there won't be any wars. And if there are, they'll be the best kind. American wars. That's it. Talk to you next time.
Trump Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Pianos, home of the extra key. So long.
Let me take you on a journey, just an unbelievable trip, down to your personal cabana, your own plot on the Gaza Strip. There's a beautiful view of the ocean, weather to make you flip. No pesky Palestinians, just you and the Gaza Strip. It's a tabula rasa, whatever the hell that means. It's a fabulous five-star plaza, so I'll meet you down in Gaza. We'll be in all the magazines. There'll be some talk of protests, but they'll just be a blip. Leave it all to the valet at your mansion on the Gaza Strip. Out Rivieraing the Riviera, no taxes on any tip. You'll enjoy the classiest strippers down on the Gaza Strip. It's a tabula rasa, whatever the hell that means. It's a fabulous five-star plaza. So I'll meet you down in Gaza. We'll get you there by any means.
This is Le Show, and this week we're premiering a new feature on the broadcast. Look back through political history, something that begins in this segment with a Republican senator here in the 1950s who had a list of names of people that he thought were suspicious in one of the departments of the federal government, specifically the State Department.
Hey, hey, and hey, what? It's not happening.
What?
It's not happening.
Who says?
I say, man. What? Get on with the show.
Yeah, just exactly who. You're not from public radio, I can tell.
Well, I'm from the Department of Radio Efficiency, sir. The door.
The door.
Hmm?
Okay, and what
is the sister agency of the Department of Podcast Efficiency.
That would be, what, the dope?
Don't be saying that, man. Just get on with your show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call on my research assistant, Max.
Yeah, Max is gone.
Where'd he go?
He's gone, man. I told you.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name?
Everybody calls me Dude.
Dude.
You can call me Dude.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Dude.
And you work for the Department of Radio Efficiency, you said?
Right.
So thank you for dropping by. And
I didn't drop by, man. I'm here.
Okay. Well, what do I do now?
We're just getting on with your show, man. You don't, you know, whatever you do, but less of that.
All right, then.
Direct from Mar-a-Lago, my weekend White House away from the White House. Although it's better than the White House, but I can't stay here all the time, where the fake news would go fake crazy. This is your favorite president with another edition of Truth Social Audio. Brought to you by Trump Bacon. The pigs don't even know it's gone. So it turns out, even though I'm president and I can pick the press pool to get the coverage that I deserve, I can still do these messages because who's going to stop me? And today I'm still seething about the disrespect shown to me and to you by the little so-called president of so-called Ukraine. He's so little he makes Secretary of State Marco look big. This guy pretended he didn't know what I meant when I said, quote, you don't have the cards. And I can unquote there, although I don't have to. So for President Zensky and everybody else at the end of the alphabet, here's what I meant. You don't have four aces. You don't have queens. You don't have kings. You don't even have jacks. Most importantly, you don't have Jack. This guy is such a little pipsqueak, he thinks he can talk to me like an equal, like I'm the president of the country and so is he. So I've got news for Mr. Zensky. Yes, I'm president of the strongest country on the planet, or if Elon has its way, on any planet. And he's the president of nothing, a country that started out two-bit, and has been sinking in value faster than Melania's meme coin, which is a shame because it's still a better investment than half the stocks on the NASDAQ, or the NASDAQ, whatever they call it. So if Mr. Sikorsky wants the United States to help him end his stupid war, he better come back to me hat in hand, which means, first of all, he's got to get a hat. And he has to say that all he wants is peace, because war is something the Israelis can do, and the Danish, if they try to hold on to Greenland. Greenland's rare earths would make Ukraine's rare earths look like the least rare earths on Earth, or if Elon has its way, like rare Marses. I'll be making a speech this week before a joint session of Congress, like a State of the Union, but better. So until then, see you next time.
Trump Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Tires. Born flat for extra miles. So long.
The world looks like a jewel in my new Qatari jet. It's got more gold than any plane that I've flown in yet. A $400 million gift I'm too smart to reject. 'Cause I can fly. Yes, I can fly. Up, up and away in my new Qatari jet. Nothing travels faster than my new Qatari jet. It's got the hottest stews that I have ever met. No one in my party has the cojones to reject. 'Cause I will fly. Oh, I can fly. Eat my exhaust from my new Qatari jet. There's no way you can fly in my new Qatari jet. You haven't even given me $1 million yet. My new fellow monarchs could not be less suspect. 'Cause we can fly, oh, we can fly. Just kiss my ass in my new Qatari jet. My jet, 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 jet.
From the White House, now with more gold on its walls than Fort Knox has in its whole thing, this is your favorite president with another edition of Truth Social Audio, brought to you by Trump Laundry Detergent. It totally deports the dirt. This week saw a dinner for the ages. After all, who gets both filet mignon and halibut in the same meal? The smart cookies who loaded up on Trump coin, that's who. As I'm sure the fake media has told you by now, we had a fabulous dinner at one of my equally fabulous golf courses, classy like nobody has ever seen, to honor the creme de la creme of Trump coin owners. While the jerks at NBC keep shouting about so-called corruption, I look at the bright side. Who wouldn't want to spend 15 minutes talking to some of the smartest people in the whole world of alternate money? And if you think nobody really makes real money in crypto world, look no farther than your loudspeaker, because that's where you'll find me. And as for what my press secretary truthfully called absurd charges about corruption, the actual fact is that I had no idea who these people were or what they might have wanted, except for the warm lava cake dessert. Who wouldn't want that? And for those so-called journalists who should be in jail, who claimed the dinner was taking up my precious time from running the government, here's a real scoop. I was only there for about 20 minutes. That's not even enough time to okay a suit against the Harvard people. Speaking of Harvard, while they're bringing in the dregs of the world to be so-called students, people from jails and mental hospitals, the guests at my dinner were people you'd be so very proud to give a short speech to. The elite kind of entrepreneurs who could really make this country great again if they lived here. And as for the degenerates who claim my video of the South African genocide of white farmers was fake news, I've got three words for them. Death, death, death. Talk to you then.
Trump Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Brake Pads. Stopping was never so gradual. So long. This is Le Show. We're careening our way through, what is it, 2025? But I'm going to take a moment out, few moments, in fact, to send good wishes for what's coming up.
when the bells are ring and the horns are blow and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you or will I be amongst the missing? It's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? Arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock at night. We're coming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you received. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's
TV. let's get vaccine. But a fervent cult is what you got. Your friends call you Bobby. Your voice is not too strong on this campaign for so very long. One day you'll
the swamp is something I said I would drain. Now it's become my preeminent domain. I went into business with a son or two, set up to sell mystery money to you. It's called crypto, though some lunatics call it gypto. It's enriching a special few. It's all dressed up with my personal pomp, just a signal that I am the swamp. I pardoned one felon, or maybe more, when a few million bucks came right through my door. My deals once went bust, now my power means trust. And like I say, I own the store. My second term is a lucrative romp. Ain't it obvious that I am the swamp? You know I used to ban Muslims, now I'm best pals with kings. They're investing in some of my favorite things. A hotel in Bahrain, a Qatari jet plane. Just a few examples of what swampdom brings. Enemies get a nice little stomp. For as long as I like, I am the swamp. The swamp.
Direct from Bedminster, the country club's so nice I almost renamed it Mar-a-Lago North, but it cost too much to change the signs. This is your favorite president with another edition of Truth Social Audio, brought to you by Trump Bread, getting cheaper, faster even than eggs. I'm not a stranger to disreputable people. After all, building in New York City doesn't involve a lot of angels. But this drug-addled Elon Musk is one for the books, if I read books. He's what happens when you give a drug addict a stupidly lucrative business. I know, just ask Don Jr. Elon, or as I'm starting to call him, Eloon, should never have been allowed to stay in this country. He came on a student visa and then quit school to open a tech startup. Ordinarily, you'd admire somebody who broke the law like that to help the American economy, which, thanks to the Democrats, was in a toilet the likes of which nobody has ever flushed. But he was probably higher than a Grateful Dead roadie. Now he's got a tunneling company that uses federal funds
to build tunnels that experts say don't exist, unless they're built down near the center of the Earth, which would overheat your engine before you got halfway to China. Speaking of cars, I bought one of his electric death traps, and after a couple of days of sitting in it, I decided this was not presidential material. If that's a self-driving car, I'm a self-electing president, which is not the worst idea in the world. When I told it to drive me around the White House, it told me we were already there. If I wanted a wisecracker on wheels, I'd put Rosie O'Donnell on roller skates. If Elon thinks he's going to continue to ride the federal gravy train to support his rockets that keep blowing up, he should remember that this administration is totally able to do that without him. The next time a so-called tech wizard shows up at a White House dinner, he better be speaking in an American accent. That would be hot. Talk to you then.
Truth Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Watches. So much gold you might never see the hands. So long. Today on the Dr. Bill Show, Dr. Phil. And now, here's Dr. Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We've got a guest who for years has made all of Texas proud. He's now in a bit of hot water, and he's come here in search of some cold water, but more importantly, some empathy and maybe even some help. Please welcome to the Dr. Bill stage, Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
Dr. Phil, welcome.
Thank you. I have to tell you, coming out here, I thought I might be a little nervous, but I really feel right at home.
Well, that's probably because this is your old set. We bought it just before the bankruptcy was filed.
Well, I'm glad it found a good home.
Well, which, as I understand it, is more than we can say about you. Let's hear what it was like for you to have to go into bankruptcy.
Well, I had a pretty darn good life, Dr. Bill. Mm-hmm. My syndicated show lasted for 21 seasons. I had my own line of semi-approved antidepressants, and I shared a private island with Dr. Oz. Now he's in the government and I'm in court. So let's drill down a little deeper. What was it that upset your personal apple cart? That's our way of asking what made you desperate enough to come here. Well, I had a feeling that the Dr. Phil thing had become more than just an hour every afternoon before the early local news. I thought I deserved my own network.
Just so you'd have a place to sell your pills 24 hours a day?
Well, I was part of it, I got to be honest. I can't lie to you. You're so much like me, it hurts. And you've got my set.
Yeah.
But I really thought that with my own network, I could help a lot more people. At least in my own family.
Oh, family is important, no doubt about that. So who helped the network get started? Did you raise money from former guests on your program?
Well, you know, in retrospect, I wish I had done that. But no, I got into business with a Christian TV network in Orange County, California.
Well, had you checked them out beforehand?
A little bit. I watched some of their programming, Paul and Jan Crouch and such. And I guess I thought, you know, Orange County, Christian, so far away from the New York or L.A. people that the entertainment business seems to favor, I was going to be in better hands.
You know, I think I detect a certain antipathies towards a certain group of people, Dr. Phil, specifically people who aren't Christian and from Orange County. Can you face that reality?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dr. Bill, I don't think I'm ready to face any reality right now, especially on this set. but we had some great programming, me embedding with ICE in Chicago and some different things, and these people played money games with us, didn't connect us up with a lot of cable systems.
Well, but Dr. Phil, wasn't the cable business in the midst of a consequential loss of subscribers right at this time? Don't you think, reflecting on your thinking, that you didn't give that fact enough consideration in what you could expect?
Well, this Christian network is on a lot of cable systems, and I guess I thought mistakenly that we could just piggyback on their coverage map. And all they kept saying in response was, talk more about Jesus. So, you know, I they were making me feel guilty at the same time that I was feeling cheated. And that's when I started taking my own semi-approved antidepressants. Well, sir, I don't think being on this program is going to help you all that much. I'm going to suggest you spend a month or two at the Dr. Bill house. Is that something you would consider doing, you know, for your own good?
Well, I'll do anything for my own good. That's why I'll be confronting these people in bankruptcy court.
All right. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to make that happen, and we'll check in with you in a few weeks. Dr. Phil, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. And next time we'll try to unpack the Sean Diddy Combs case with his own private psychoanalyst. Until then, take good care of each other.
The Dr. Bill Show is a Dr. Bill production.
Hey, I'm Jim.
And I'm Tammy Sue. Welcome to another edition of MAGA Tonight.
Today, we're taking a look at one of the heroes of the new American economy.
You bet, Jim. As President Trump fulfills his promise to repel the illegal immigrant invasion, jobs are opening up nationwide.
That's right, Tammy. Able-bodied Americans are flocking to fill those openings and to open those fillings.
Case in point, on a strawberry farm in Central California, Medicare recipient Jordan Chadwick is rolling up his sleeves and finding the arms underneath.
I really thought my working days were behind me. I'd spent 40 years as an assistant store manager. Before I retired, I thought I'd spend the rest of my life fishing, playing with my grandkids. And I realized I don't have any grandkids, but then my country called, and first I thought it was the wrong number, but then I responded.
Jordan came to us with a couple of medical problems.
Bountiful Farms manager Tricia Farrell.
Of course, being a smaller operation, we don't have a medical professional on call per se, so we just told Jordan to do what he can, as long as he met the daily quota for strawberries.
She says she didn't care how I did it. I'm not able to stoop. So I just lay on the ground, and once I finish with a row, a machine comes along and moves me to the next. A lot of the time, it doesn't even hurt.
Of course, the invaders were quite a bit faster. Jordan isn't exactly what I'd call frisky. So to make up the difference, we're asking him to work longer hours.
Well, actually, she's telling me to work longer hours. But since I would lose my Medicaid if I stopped, it's a pretty good deal. Also, I get to eat one of the strawberries I pick each day, so that's kind of my little treat.
Would I rather have my invaders back? Not really. People like Jordan are much more willing to say the Pledge of Allegiance each morning before sunrise. And you can't buy that. And I don't.
Sounds like, contrary to the old song, you can keep them down on the farm.
As the other old song says, it's the berries.
That's got to wrap another non-DEI edition of MAGA Tonight. I'm Jim.
And I'm Tammy Sue. Till next time, stay strong and stay loyal.
Speaking of immigration, this year's activities on the part of the administration regarding immigration were marked by a certain flair for cruelty, you might say. I just did say. And the secret of that, it turns out, is a former fellow Santa Monican who wrote at least one racist rant while in Santa Monica High School, and has graduated to similar activities in the administration. Stephen Miller is his name. And the Stephen Miller Band is his band.
Revenge is sweet, but it's really more like ecstasy when you can start to take apart the capital of the nation. You really don't have to think twice. When my boss got elected, then I got selected to run a posse cold as ice. So we'll keep arresting the baby, keep on detaining the baby, keep on deporting the baby, keep on messing with the baby. You know criminals and crazies are popping up like daisies, so we gotta go after the rest. Oh, the clock keeps a-ticking and the numbers ain't clicking, so color has to be the test. Now if you're not a Nebo and you're hanging at Old Depot, you're gonna have a place on our list. Don't be a doubting Thomas, cause we made a promise, and odds are you'll never be missed. We'll keep arresting the baby, we'll keep detaining the baby, we'll keep deporting the baby, we'll keep forgetting the baby, 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 baby. This thing is eating up. They're like the jerks that eat me up. We'll cage them where the alligators roam. Now if you're litigious, you better get religious, cause that is the only way. Lawyers and attorneys better rent some grannies, cause their clients won't be walking away. We'll keep detaining them, baby, we'll keep restraining them, baby, we'll keep deporting them, baby, we'll keep forgetting them, baby, 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 baby.
Direct from the most gold-encrusted Oval Office on the planet, this is the planet's favorite president with another edition of Truth Social Audio, brought to you by Trump Waste Disposal. Send your waste where the Epstein files went. The fake media is getting more fake than a $3 bill, which, by the way, we're going to introduce to replace the penny within a few weeks, maybe 2 weeks. Now they're screaming like frightened schoolgirls, and believe me, I know what that sounds like. They're screaming about my government's decision, which I didn't even know about, to move this Maxwell woman, I don't think even she can pronounce her first name, to a perfectly fine prison in Texas. They're spreading such damaging rumors about that move that if I didn't already have some beautiful lawsuits aimed at crushing the Marxist Democrat media, I would add another lawsuit to the list. No, I didn't know about this move in advance because, as the best president you've ever had, I have more important things to think about and maybe even do. I sent my former personal attorney, the remarkable Todd Blanche, respected around the world, even in countries that have never heard of him, I sent him to talk to that woman. A summary of that conversation will be released just as soon as it has been officially declared safe, which, as you know, could take probably a couple of weeks. Speaking of countries that have never heard of Todd Blanche, the government of India is refusing to take seriously our very serious threat to increase tariffs against some of their products, like tariffs on their papadums may go up 50% if we can't make a deal. Maybe the Indian Prime Minister has never read The Art of the Deal. Maybe, like me, he didn't even write it. Still, our two countries should be able to come to an agreement. After all, neither of us is Ukraine. Speaking of which, I'll talk to you again after meeting this week with President Putin. He's a great guy, and unlike that Epstein character, he only likes mature women. Stay loyal.
Truth Social Audio is also brought to you by Trump Soap. When you absolutely need to come clean. So long.
You have great people in Chicago. As you all know, Chicago's a killing field right now. The mayor is at 6% approval. He's an incompetent man. He should have never been put in a position like that. 100 people are going to be murdered. It's going to be much more than that. Peter, it's a disaster. What's going on in Chicago? I mean, you have a really rotten mayor there. They want Trump to come in. No problem going in and solving, you know, his difficulties. Everybody knows Chicago is a hell of a hole right now. Everybody knows it. A hell of a hole. He's got a 6% approval rating. A hell of a hole. Only Trump. A hell of a hole. Baltimore is a horrible, horrible deathbed. It's a deathbed. I don't like going to a town, a city, a place, a state. Baltimore, we don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. Not that I don't have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the President of the United States. I'm not walking in Baltimore right now. Baltimore is a hell hole. He doesn't have what it takes. Hell hole. Clean up your crime and I'll walk with you. Hell hole. And this guy, I don't even think he knows it. Hell hole.
And one more from the new Stephen Miller Band.
What the hell are you doing? Stop living in the USA. In your own juice you're stewing for living in the USA. Who do you think you are? Get your ass out of that car. Hey, baby, what's that sound? Your head hitting the ground. Undocumented, visa rented. Adios, tamales. No Somalis. You can't go home. You can't stay here. El Salvador's great this time of year. You don't belong in this city. Stop living in the USA. It's now a town without pity. Stop living in the USA. Christmas bells, Christmas bells. Sad case, wrong race. Off to strange place.
Unless you're a Nepo, you're busted at Home Depot. If you plant, if you clean, you're meat for our machine. Gone in the night sky, no Mr. Nice Guy. Oh, you thought you were legal.
Get started, there'll still be a bit of pain. Some shelves just might be empty. Your budget might feel some strain. But that's when you must remember, it's always darkest before sunrise calls. Maybe it's just a different Christmas. You can still afford two dolls. Maybe you'll have to stand in line to get a new bar of soap. But I declared a day of liberation. That should give you some hope. You take your kids to the sports store when parental duty calls. You can't afford to buy them bats no more, but you can still afford two balls. This all works out when those countries come to the table. And even if prices don't come down, at least they'll be almost stable. But meantime, take your children anywhere but the malls. And when they ask for food or clothing, you can still afford two dolls.
Sounds fair. Ladies and gentlemen, this year I was proud to introduce a new regular feature to this program. Don't want to forget it on this special broadcast. The side effects of the week.
Tell your doctor if you get a lump or swelling in your neck. Stop Zepbound and call your doctor if you have severe stomach pain or a serious allergic reaction. Severe side effects may include inflamed pancreas or gallbladder problems. Tell your doctor if you experience vision changes, depression, or suicidal thoughts before scheduled procedures with anesthesia. If you're nursing, pregnant, plan to be, or taking birth control pills. Taking Zepbound with a sulfonylurea or insulin may cause low blood sugar. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting, which can cause dehydration and worsen kidney problems.
Thank you for the warning. I'd like my kidney problems to remain right where they are. Ladies and gentlemen, This has been a year of some tumult for us all, to put it mildly. I hope this program, as well as the calendar, brings an end to all that. I'd like to thank everybody connected with the broadcasting and podcasting of this show, but I can't remember their names. No, seriously, Paul Masson, WWNO New Orleans, our flagship station, Thomas Walsh, also at WWNO, Pam Halstead, the Hawaii desk, the San Diego desk, just the desk, and most importantly, in some ways, you, the listeners, for sticking around with this stuff for as long as you have, hopefully continuing into the new and possibly better year. Yes, I'm that much of an optimist. Just that much. A tip of the show chapeau to the San Diego desk, Hawaii desk, Pam Halstead and Thomas Walsh, for help with today's program. The email address for this program and the playlist of the music you hear here, as well as really a lot of stuff to listen to and watch and enjoy and read and digest. I certainly hope so. All at harryshearer.com. I'm on Blue Sky at Harry Shearer, and I'm now writing on Substack for free. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of WWNO New Orleans, flagship station of the Changes Easy Radio Network. Happy New Year from the occupied Crescent City.